We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I got Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in the studio with me. We're going to be talking a little bit of soil health, but we're going to be talking some about horse feed, equine. Is that correct?
Equine nutrition.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about that today, so get your questions ready. The text line's wide open. Unless you know everything, you don't have to worry about writing this number down. But anyway, 580-225-9697. Also, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Of course, Jimbo wants me to give some beef sticks away, which you guys sell down at the store, George Creek Market down there. Taylor Ranch Premium Beef Original Beef Snack Stick. So here's your question. And I'll take the third correct answer. If you just want to play, don't send in your name. But if you want these beef sticks, and they're really good, you can verify that.
Right.
They're really good. And they here's your question. Who is President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture? Third correct answer with your name, and you're going to win a six-pack. Not a single, but a six-pack. So, six-pack of original beef snack sticks and a six-pack of beer go a long ways. Anyway, that is your question for the day for the Taylor Ranch beef sticks. All right, let's check out some temperatures. Currently in our listening area, 57 at Hollis, 58 at Elk City, 57 at Arnett, 56 at Freedom, 53 at Beaver, way over here in, what is that, Noble County? 57 at Lahoma. Is that Noble? No, that's next to Noble County, but close enough. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 57 at Lipscomb, 58 at Miami, 60 at Dozer, 63 at Odell. Let me clarify my question. Who is President Trump's nominee for U.S. Agriculture Secretary? There was a bunch of them a couple weeks ago, but it's down to one now. I need the correct answer on that one. So, all right, let's see what's happening overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybeans and grain futures were lower in overnight trading amidst favorable growing weather in several countries. Rainfall in Brazil is forecast for several states in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans, improving crop prospects. Winter kill threats are low in the Black Sea. Wheat growing area is snow covers builds in Ukraine and Western Russia later in the week and next week. Weather forecasts aren't so rosy. Limited rains in parts of Argentina will result in reduced moisture, threatening prospects down there. The lack of precipitation in parts of that country likely will allow moisture levels to decline. It's a mixed bag of the United States, where rainfall is forecast for parts of central and eastern Texas this week, while dry weather will prevail in other parts of the southern plains, said Mr. Don Kinley, a meteorologist for Maxar. Winter kill threats are low right now, he said. Soybean futures for January delivery fell 7¾ cents to 984 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $1 to 289.40 a short ton, and soybean oil was down 0.35 cents to 41.79 cents a pound. You know what? Since you're in here, I've always wondered this there, Mr. Watkins.
Yes.
What is the prices like on soybean meal and stuff like that, and corn? When they're doing what they've been doing the last month, up and down crazy, When do you see it at the store? The price fluctuation, or do you?
Yeah, when prices are moving up, I see it almost immediately from my suppliers.
Right.
Coming down, it's really slow. Just like gasoline or anything else.
Right.
It's just a commodity, so they're fast.
So when prices go up, bam, you're going to see that away.
I'll see it in the next load or two for sure.
And then when they go down, it's just like, we'll get to you when we get to you. Is that what it basically is?
It's kind of like coming down. It's kind of like molasses in the wintertime. A little slow.
I had to ask you that since you were here. Corn futures for March delivery dropped 1.5 cents to 430¾ a bushel. Wheat futures declined 4 cents to 543½ a bushel, while Kansas City futures were down 4 cents to 537¾ cents a bushel. Well, guess what, Kent? Optimism is on the rise in the farmers. That's what they're saying here. Farmers are the most optimistic they've been since May of 2021, as positively surrounding current conditions and future expectations both increase, according to Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The barometer jumped 30 points to 145 reading in November. The Future Expectations Index increased 37 points to 161. Print and the Current Conditions Index surged 18 points to 113. Some of the reasons behind the improvement in farmers' sentiment includes expectations for a future regulatory and tax environment for the ag sector that is more favorable than expected prior to the November elections, according to Purdue. The survey was conducted November 11th through the 15th. About 52% of the respondents said they expected the ag industry to experience good times in the next 5 years, and that's up 34% from October. A third said they expect their farms to be better off financially in a year, up from 19%. And 34% said they are anticipating a good year for the entire agriculture sector, according to the barometer. While farmland indexes improved, expectations for short-term farmland value fell 5 points to 115 print, and the long-term farmland value expectations index dropped 3 points to a reading of 156 in November. Let's see what's going on in weather in our ag belt, farm belt. This winter, blowing snow in North Dakota, that's surprising.
Yeah, this time of year.
Yeah, it's really surprising. Let's see what else going on in central Iowa. High winds are expected today and a little bit of snow around. So, and everybody, just when you're traveling, you got an iPhone or whatever in your hand. It's not hard to check on road conditions, and don't be stupid and get hung up in one of those big traffic jams, because the truck drivers never quit. They keep on going. So, all right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, me and Kent's going to talk about some soil health, and look, we're going to take the rest of the show to talk about soil health, equine feeds, and other stuff. And I want to brag on his SERP.
On what?
On your SERP in the tubs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't realize that till you mentioned it a couple weeks ago about the flies.
Yes.
It makes sense.
Right.
Makes big sense. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mix 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. it's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for November 22nd, 2004 head were sold. Five head of steers at 436 brought 362.50. Four at 450 brought 356. 12 at 504 brought 316. Eight at 578 brought 285. Nine at 701 brought 257. Six at 781 brought 244. Five at 939 brought 222. 13 head of heifers at 437 brought 301, 11 at 540 brought 272, 8 at 581 brought 262, 3 at 632 brought 233, 9 at 725 brought 235.50, 11 at 782 brought 217, butcher cows were 30 to 136, butcher bulls brought 12 to 144, bred cows $1,300 to $2,725, pairs brought $1,950 to $2,850, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale ever to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I just had somebody shoot me a text here on the Ag text line. Does SEI Ag sell the beef sticks? Yes, George Creek Market that's inside SEI sells them. Also, Scott Martin, I'll give you the list here in a minute. I got a list. There's four or five people around here that's selling it right now. So anyway, I'll give you the list coming up here in just a little bit. First, let's check out some weather. Childress, Texas, 61 degrees. Humidity's 47. Dew point's 41. The winds are out of the north at 4 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 13. No red flag minutes. No sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 50 degrees. It's actually... I haven't been out there in a couple hours. Pretty nice.
It's nice.
It's nice out there today. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech right here in Elk City, one of our sponsors of the show. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot.
We've been doing. How was your Thanksgiving?
Real good. I smoked a turkey, and it was really good. I've not been a big fan of that, but I found a really good Kent Rollins recipe.
From down at Harmon County?
Yep.
Yeah. I got to get him on the show.
We tried it. No, you better block out 2 hours to get him on the show. We tried it last year and liked it, so we did it again this year.
Tell me what's the recipe? What's the flavors?
There's a list of stuff on there.
You're like me. You mix stuff and you follow the list.
I follow the ingredient list, and that's what I do.
So, and you smoke it?
Yeah. Put it on a smoker. Put it on there. Had a 12-pound turkey, I think, and put it on there for 6 hours.
I took a picture last night, and I want to share this since you brought it up. If I remember where I put the picture. Where is it at? But here, since you brought this up, have you ever deep fried one?
No, I never have.
Of course, this was on a beef page on social media. Did you know deep fried turkeys cause an average of 5 deaths, 6 injuries, and over $15 million in property damage every year?
That's probably because they burn the house down.
Yeah. And deep frying can lead to exploding birds, oil burns, and dangerous fires when done improperly. You know what doesn't explode is the delicious, without deep frying, beef.
Well, there you go.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
There you are. That's right.
Crazy November, yep. As they were just talking about on the news with all the rain we get. Now, of course, the water faucet shut off, but really, you know, the moisture's not going anywhere right now.
We're not in a bind for moisture right now. A lot of the ponds got filled up or on their way to filled up. We're going to start the spring in good shape. Cattle at a record high and going to go higher,
right?
In my opinion.
Anything that, let's talk about the six pillars.
Six pillars of soil health. Let's start where we always start. So the first one for us on the South Plains is armor on the soil. That means you keep it covered up all the time. Second one is low disturbance. So that means no-till planters, no-till drills. Clean till is not the way to go. Diversity in plant types at some point during the year, if it's in your cover crop, do more than just a monoculture. Like cotton farmers don't want to do that, but there's an off season right now where they've got rye typically planted out there. They could put vetch or tillage radish or Austrian winter pea or something that can survive the winter out there with that. They wouldn't have to worry about being invasive into their cotton crop next year, because the truth is they use so much dicamba or 2,4-D, nothing's going to survive it anyway.
Right.
Living root in the soil as many days out of the year as possible, because the single cell life that you absolutely have to convert fertility to a usable form has to live on something. So that living root helps them survive through the winter. Okay. Livestock where it fits. If you have water on the place or, you know, fences and all that, if it fits you, use it. It'll get you where you're trying to go faster because of the urine, manure, all that. It's just a cycle of life. And then the last one, and I think it's just this last one shouldn't be last, but that's kind of where everybody puts it. I think it's probably the most important, and that's context. And by that, I mean if you're just starting out, been doing it a year, 2 years, 3 years, don't expect your farm to perform like somebody who's been doing it 25 or 30 years. It's not.
Right.
Don't try to outrun your farm's ability to produce. It'll get there, but don't think it's going to produce like somebody who's been in the game for quite a while.
Right.
Because it just won't.
Yeah, I follow a lot of those pages on true no-till.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between no-till and true no-till. Mm-hmm. And cover crops and everything. And I think you can overthink it.
A lot. People overthink it a lot.
And from what I have learned so far from your help and other people's, but mainly your help, is patience is one of your biggest perks.
Yes.
If I said that right.
Yeah.
You got to have patience.
Yeah.
And some people that you talk to overcomplicate things. They tell you more information than what you need,
right.
And then you turn around and walk out and you're totally confused.
Right.
It's really not that hard.
It's not. It doesn't have to be hard. But the thing about it is, getting back to context, the ground didn't get screwed up in a year. You're not going to fix it in a year.
Right.
You're just not.
That's plain and simple.
You know, we've been in the modern agricultural era since the end of World War II. Commercial fertilizers came on the scene in the late 40s and early 50s, and now we have what we have with degraded soils, low organic matter. That came from too much tillage through the years, and now most people are converting to no-till, or at least a minimum till.
Right.
And if they will incorporate the cover crops into that, they'll see a quick bounce back first in organic matter, And people say, well, okay, so what's the difference in, you know, a 1.0 organic matter and a 2.0 organic matter? Well, you've more than doubled your water holding capacity. So think of organic matter as the house that the microbes live in. How big do you want that house to be? You want it to be a grass hut or do you want it to be a mansion? I want mine to be a mansion.
Right.
So you need to continue to raise that organic matter number up. But every time you make a tillage pass, that dust that you see behind that tillage tool, that's organic matter blown away.
Right.
And if you look behind a tillage operation, the disc is the easiest to see it, or a mowboard plow, but let's just say a disc. You go out there a couple of days later, even without a rain, you have a crust on that ground. That is the bad, I can't pronounce the name, but it's a bad bacteria that you have excited with that tillage operation, and they are rapidly consuming organic matter. And that's what they're leaving behind, is that crust. So the more you can eliminate that, the faster you can build organic matter.
Well, I know I get a little bit of flack because I do the true no-till regenerative farming all you want. It's not as simple as going sowing a cover crop. And that cover crop is really not meant to be just go out there and swath it, cut it, bale it, and plant your next crop. That's really, a lot of people are doing that, yeah. And I understand why, because they got a good cover crop. So 4 years in this one field, 4 years into this deal, and everybody says, well, you got to spray more chemicals. You do a little bit at first, but once you figure out how much cover crop you need on your land to keep the weeds choked out. Mm-hmm. Now, I had an issue with some grass burrs in one field, and I'm still working on it. I'm not going to lie.
Everybody's working on grass burrs.
Yeah. But the one field on the corner that I got up there, just 20 acres, ain't a very big field. I didn't have to spray nothing. Only time I sprayed it was to get it ready for my forge, mm-hmm. my winter forge.
Right.
That's the only time I had to spray it.
Right. You'll see the use of if you do it right, you'll see the use of your chemistry go down.
Right.
Well, so what that means to farmers is cost per acre goes down.
Yep.
You really need to incorporate a roller into that operation.
Yep.
Not so much a sprayer, but a roller more than anything else.
Yeah, and the roller, and I didn't have to roll mine this year, yep, because we had some drought conditions during the winter.
Did. Yeah.
So I didn't get very tall. Right. Well, it wasn't worth rolling.
Right.
The year before, I rolled it all.
It matters.
It does.
That rolling operation, let's say on a summer cover crop, and you're going to roll it and then plant wheat, rye, triticale, a winter crop into it, that mat should be 6-8 inches deep when you roll it down. And it stops the rain. If you get a washing, pounding rain, it stops that. It has to trickle all the way through all that cover. And then the microbes and the soil organisms are going to start consuming that over the winter, so you're not going to be left with a lot of that. If your soil is cycling correctly, you won't be left with a lot of that next spring. It just won't be there. And it didn't blow away, and people say, well, it just rotted. Well, yeah, it rotted, but it was consumed by the underground life,
right,
that you have to have to convert fertility into a usable form for the plants.
And that stuff converting doesn't happen overnight either.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I'm just seeing the results from my corn, from field corn from last year,
right,
this year. It didn't happen when I put my peanuts in the ground right behind that corn, right, tillage, and it didn't happen. It takes a little while. That's why you got to be patient.
Yeah.
And I hear so many guys going, I tried that no-till one year, it didn't work. Oh, well, I know it didn't.
Well, you know, no-till without cover crops was failing because the chemistries were failing. With cover crops, chemistries aren't failing, where guys are really doing it reasonably correct because of the rotation that you would want to incorporate also into that. But if you, no-till by itself was just about dead in this country because of the failure of the chemistries.
Right.
So,
and that's probably what was going on.
The cover crops come along just in time to save that. and we know a lot more about how to use them today than we did even 5 years ago.
Right. And yeah, it's changed since I started.
It's changed a lot. And what worked, we kept, and what didn't, we quit, and we kept moving forward, and we'll continue to move forward.
And on your cover crops, there's a chemistry to it, too.
Absolutely.
It's not just go out there and plant one thing.
No.
And it's mixing and matching.
That's still a monoculture.
It's still a monoculture.
So you want to
three or four different varieties of stuff.
Yep.
Put some legumes in there.
Absolutely.
Like my Truticale this year that I got planted where the peanuts was, I got vetch planted with the Truticale.
Right.
And I want to appreciate you mixing it up for me to attract more deer.
It'll do that.
So, they like that bitch.
Yep.
Sorry, pieces of crap. We got one more minute before we go to break, and then we're going to come back and talk about equine feed and stuff. What do I hear the most from people? Compaction.
It's not an issue with no-till cover crop. It's just not. Are you talking about traffic compaction from tractors or cattle?
So I'm talking about, I guess in general, just the compaction. So let's go with the tractor thing.
Okay, that's just don't drive in the same track ever pass.
Right.
Move over half a tool width and get a new track. But if you keep a cover crop on your ground, compaction from traffic is not an issue. Now, if you're talking about livestock compaction, doesn't matter how many head of cattle you have standing out there on that wheat field. It matters about where you get the compaction is the duration of time that they stand there. So you could put a half a million pounds on an acre of land. If you leave them 2 hours, you're not going to have any compaction. If you leave them 2 weeks, it's going to be a parking lot.
So rotational grazing comes in.
Yes, absolutely. So duration of time that the cattle stay there goes to compaction more than the cattle themselves.
One last question.
Okay.
I knew I'd start something when I start bringing that up. Does the cover crop take away from moisture for the next crop?
No. So there's been several studies, and I think even OSU has done some. There's no statistical difference in a summer cover crop of, let's say, a Sudan-type hay multi-species. There's no statistical difference in that in water use than a fallow wheat field in the summer. They both use approximately 2 inches of water, one from evaporation out of the dead wheat stubble because it's going to get 150 degrees on that surface in August, and the other is from crop use. The big difference is down in that cover, that soil temperature at 2 inches, instead of being 140 degrees.
It's 90.
Yeah, it's going to be 85 or 90. It's also when you do get that rain event, it's going to slow that rain down because it's going to hit that foliage and disperse and come to the ground a lot slower.
I can brag on one thing on me.
What?
207 acres. And we got all that rain in November,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have not one spot washed.
There you go.
And I can take you to some land around Elk City that shows you where it washed.
Yeah, there was some washing going on, and there were some terraces broke, and just, you know, normal, what we consider
sure.
normal.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
I can say that. Well, that was a good question from one of the listeners on the moisture of the cover crop. The ground temperature, I think, is the main thing.
It really is, yeah. It really is. Because you start killing good microbes off at about 100 degrees. And whenever, I mean, they can't move. So when you start killing them off, when you reach 105, 110, you're really starting over trying to build microbes first to utilize the fertility later.
I got a question for you about a long-time myth. You got wheat stubble out in the ground. According to who I used to work for back in the 80s, we had about 5,000 acres of wheat ground. We tilled the stubble because when you combine the stubble was left open in the
There's
top.
Joints.
In the joints.
Yeah.
So could moisture escape through there?
No.
I knew that was a myth.
That's a myth.
we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we're going to talk about equine feed and other things Kent's got going on down there at SEI Agritech.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do oil field companies have accounts with you, with the tire shop?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of times their travel is in rougher terrain, so they need a little different set of tires, a lot of heavier tires. We keep majority of those in stock. A lot of oil field companies come to us for tires because we carry them in stock, and they're always a heavy apply, you know, what they're needing. Because most of the time when oil field companies need them, they've waited till the last minute, or they've traveled on a job and got back and realized my tires are that bad, but I'm going back out on another job tomorrow. I don't have time to order them. Most people can wait a day, but a lot of times they can't because the next day they may be in Illinois. They need them now. So we keep a big majority, and that's the reason we get a lot of their oil field business. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Are you Mr. Fix-It? Like to make things run? When you're covering expanded areas with long-term contracts, you hire more people. Canyon Oilfield Services needs lead mechanics with tech tool knowledge and with your own tools. And they need these lead mechanics in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. They also need experienced roustabouts and Class A CDL drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. The pay is oil field good, and Canyon's large customer base and diverse services means job security. Benefits are exceptional. Health, dental, vision, and life insurance, a good retirement plan, and a longevity bonus at the end of the year. Hiring lead mechanics, roustabouts, and drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. Apply at the Elk City office on Highway 6, 3/4 of a mile south of the golf course. Or call 225-7100. 225-7100. 225-7100. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the keyword is service.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update for Arnett. 59 degrees, dew points 27, humidity is 30. The winds are out of the north at 14 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 42 degrees. Sunset at 5:25. Mostly sunny, 59 degrees. Clear, 28 tonight, and 46. Not so warm tomorrow, but it's not going to be breezy, it doesn't look like here. 46, though, for a high tomorrow. Mr. Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech's in here. We was talking about soils of health. Him and I can always get sidetracked on that pretty easy. Let's talk about some horse feed.
Okay. So we've taken on a new line of horse feed. We've taken on Total Feeds. Dr. Harry Anderson developed that. He's the founder of it. And he is nutritional genius, in my opinion. The flagship brand within that group is the Total Equine, which is the horse feed. And we have enough horses out here that it's relevant, you know, for Western Oklahoma, Eastern Texas Panhandle. It is a steam extruded feed. We carry it in totes, and we also carry it in 40-pound bags. So people ask, well, what's the biggest difference in it and what I can go get it to anywhere else? Because of the extrusion process that it goes through, it doesn't have a bunch of raw starch in it, so that it is 90%. This is important to horse people, Jimmy. I know you don't care, but this is important.
No, I care. I just...
You don't understand it.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't have a horse.
You don't have a horse. You don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 90% digestible in the small intestine. For horse people, their biggest fear beyond anything else is colic, because colic means laying down and rolling. And if your horse is laying down rolling, there's a chance you're going to get a twisted gut. And if that happens, it's probably over. This feed will just about eliminate the fear of gas colic.
Really?
Yes. Because it is 90% digestible in the small intestine, everything is not in traditional horse feed today. Some of it's digested there, but the raw starch material, the grains of it, are pushed into the large intestine, and that's digested by fermentation. Fermentation means gas. If you get a blockage, that's when the colic sets in. And if you're lucky, you can slow that down with a little bit of Bantamine, and if you're not, you're probably digging a grave. Okay. This eliminates that completely. It's not any higher than any other horse feed out there on the market. It will also, because it is completely, totally balanced, you can eliminate all the top dress products that you put on your feed today. So horse people, they find a feed they kind of like, and then they go down the aisle at the feed store or wherever and start picking up all the supplements that they top dress with. You can stop doing all that. The reason that that typically fails with what they're used to feeding is because the horse feed that they traditionally have bought, it was balanced for that ration. It was balanced. And then you start throwing in all the top dress products on top of it, and then you throw the balance completely out of whack, and now you're not balanced anymore.
Like putting seasoning on a good steak.
Yeah, you can wait. You can overdo it.
Yeah.
You can overdo it. And that's what typically happens.
Okay.
This one, my horses are on it now. They've been on it, I'm going to say, 6 weeks. Dramatic difference in the way that they look and the way they act. This feed, because of the way it's manufactured, and the steam extrusion process, the things you're going to see right off the bat pretty quickly is better hair coat. You'll probably get a darker, deeper color to the coat. Better trainability. It's going to give them a calming effect, which goes to better trainability as, you know, as they need to be. A lot better joint health. So race-type horses, barrel horses, performance horses of any kind, that's very important. Joint health, very important. Better hoof quality. Harry Anderson, who's the founder, told me that he's had people test this before. They have had their farrier trim the feet and then score the hoof towards the top of the where the foot connects to the leg. And with the file, just score it so they can see. And the hooves tend to grow out over a five-month period of time on this feed. The other feeds, they won't do that. So it's better hoof health all the way around. Hoof is very important to a horse because the frog in the foot, the bottom part of the foot, is the pump that pushes blood back to the heart.
Okay. So, see, I didn't even know that.
That's a simplistic way of saying it, but, you know, that's, I don't want to get too in the weeds and over my head because I'll drown. Okay.
What are you saying about me?
Well, I'm not. You'll see better mental alertness, but they're not going to be spooky. You know, they're not going to booger at every little shadow they see or a bag blowing across the field. They're just a lot calmer. And then the one thing that I'm starting to see now on my young horse is lots better, quicker muscle development. Okay. So in a growing colt, muscle development's very important.
Right.
Okay. I don't, the manufacturing plant is in Munster, Texas. It is generally a pet food manufacturing plant. And so there's no other components in there that could cause your horse any issues.
Right.
Okay.
So like from the bovine part.
Yes.
Yes. Gotcha.
There are no bovine, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing in there in that plant at all. The base of this feed is alfalfa hay meal.
Okay.
So it gives it a really good smell. The horses like it. They go right to it. And it has a product called Tasco in it, TASCO, and you can Google it if you want to. That's a brand name of a particular seaweed. And it is a specific seaweed that is put into this. And the reason it's in there is it has shown a definite more than tendencies. They can scientifically gauge the large intestine health. It tends to wipe out bad bacteria in the large intestine. And it will completely stop E. coli development in the gut, which are all negative things for horse health. I know everybody's gone by, and I'll talk about brood mares for a minute. You see brood mares out on the pasture, and they typically got one or two round bells out in the pasture. And you go by right now, and the horses have got their head stuck in the feeder. You go by in 2 hours, the horses have got their head stuck in the feeder. They never get their head out of the hay.
Okay.
If you will change and you will go to this product, you'll be shocked at how much hay these horses stop eating. They're getting a vast majority of their nutrition needs in this feed.
Right.
Okay, so now the question most people ask is, yeah, but how much are you having to feed? Okay, so the recommended rate is 4 pounds per 1,000 pounds of horse per day. I feed mine once in the morning just because that's convenient for me. The best scenario would be split it in half, feed half in the morning, half in the evening. But if you can't do that, it's fine. It works out really well. They're not stuck in the feeder all day long, you know. So
because they're getting their nutrition through the feed, and they don't feel like they need to be up there munching, filling their gut all day.
That's right. When it's 90% digestible in the small intestine, all their nutritional needs are met right off the bat. Now, this will not put fat on a horse. This gives it goes to better body condition. With it will build muscle, but you're not going to get a roly-poly fat horse. Horses.
So it'd be good for me.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. This is also a scientific, proven fact, and I know some blood pressure is going to go up.
Here we go.
But here it is: horses make their own fat. Typically, unless you have a real old, hard-keeping horse, you typically don't have to add fat to your horse's diet.
Gotcha.
So, and I know that. I know some heart rates just went up and all that, but them's the facts.
Well, the heart rates go up, why?
Well, because of all of the things that they've been taught
over the years.
all the propaganda that's out there that this supplement will ring this bell and this supplement will do this. And when you do that, you get the feed gets completely out of whack, and you trigger problems with that when you get unbalanced.
I got you.
Harry has spent a lot of time. He has several. He has Total Equine, Total Canine. My dogs are on Total Canine now. They're calmer, and they're terriers. They're calmer now. He has Total Bull. I don't have that one in the barn yet. He has a couple of minerals, and has Total Goat, and also Total People. It's a capsule,
yeah,
and it's made for people. I'm taking that. It's helped me.
I notice you're calmer today.
I am calmer. I'm a lot calmer.
I can't even get you stirred up.
No, you can't.
Well, the good doctor's out there in Vegas right now, isn't he?
Yeah. I talked to him yesterday, and he's going to come on your show next month. We're going to set up the time so people can text in and ask questions, and he can give the more scientific information that they want.
Right.
And the other thing, if people know Dale Kennemer, who is at Retrop, he also handles Total Equine. So you can get it from me here at Elk or Dale
down there
at Retrop. That's right.
All right. Yep. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather update from Hobart Farm and Garden, and we'll finish up with Kent here with SEI Agritech. We'll be right back. That was pretty good.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This Christmas, be sure and visit Damron Jewelers in downtown Elk City and enjoy savings throughout the store. You'll find Western Oklahoma's finest selection of diamonds, plus custom jewelry pieces, Fossil, Baby G, G-Shock, and Citizens men's and women's watches, unique gift ideas, and more. Holiday hours will be open every Monday through Saturday after Thanksgiving through December 21st. Open Sunday, December 22nd from 1 to 5 and Christmas Eve from 9 to 4. Remember, this holiday season, shop local, shop smart, shop Damron Jewelers in downtown Elk City, where they're famous for diamonds.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices, either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Big 3 year-end model year clearance sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles now through the end of the year at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people with great deals for you this holiday season.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden out of Hobart, Oklahoma. Eric, 61 degrees, 36 your dew point, humidity's 40. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 14 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 44 degrees. Sunset at 5:27, 62 for a high today, 30 for a low tonight, and 48 for a high tomorrow. In the studio to finish up the show with me right now is Mr. Kent Watkins. We've been talking about his new equine feed that he's handling down there. Plus, he's got it for people, and some people are texting in. Yes, you can get it at SEI Agritech here for the people, and some of you guys need it.
Yeah, it's not alfalfa based, though.
Hey, you brought up a good point there. Talk about barrel racing.
Yeah, there's two more things I want to talk about in performance horses. So barrel racers and or any type of performance horse, racehorse, whatever. Sometimes you hear the term tie up in horses. That's muscle spasms and muscle cramping. Three things that go into that. The first is a small part could be genetically lean that way a little bit, but the other bigger thing is an unbalanced diet, okay? And that is from all the other crap that goes on the top dress of whatever you're feeding your horse. The third thing, and the most important, and people don't realize it is undetected dehydration. And by that, I mean the horse may not be drinking enough water. If you suspect that, the easy way to tell is fill your water trough up, whatever size it is, and drop a handful or two or three of total equine in the water. If he's not getting enough water, he'll drink that to the bottom and with that total equine in it.
I'll be darned.
It'll make them, if you have a horse that doesn't like to drink, it'll make them drink. They love it. Now, if you're going to feed total equine, you make sure you can feed it as a standalone by itself. You have to feed more than 4 pounds, though, or you can feed it with pasture or hay. But you absolutely make sure they have plenty of water to drink. Plenty of water. Clean water. That's the biggest thing.
I got you. Okay.
The last thing I want to talk about is malnourished horses. If you have one you're trying to bring back from being malnourished, get all the hay out of the pen. Take all the hay out. Because what do? We start them in on hay. We have to exert a lot of energy to break down the hay. And then we start feeding them just a little bit of protein, you know, to get them going. Take all the hay out completely. All the hay out.
Start feeding them this.
Dump a half a bag of total equine in the trough. Make sure they have plenty of good water. If they're not drinking, dump some total equine in the water. They'll drink. And then start adding your hay forage back to it slowly. You don't have to worry about them colicking or foundering on this product by them getting into the feed sack and eating too much like you would the others.
Gotcha.
It's just not a problem. So if you have a malnourished horse that, you know, a skinny horse, bring them back with this. But the key to that is lots of clean, fresh water. And also
get
all of the hay out of their feeder where they can't get to it for a while.
I got you. Well, that's the end of the show. Thanks, kid. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm stupid about horses and their feed. You know, used to be just alfalfa blocks and oats.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Brooks Rawlings was the answer to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. You guys have a good day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.
It's loaded with action and suspense.
This is KECO Elk City.
He's not backing down. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Trump defense chief nominee Pete Hegseth, facing pushback over allegations including sexual misconduct and workplace drinking, says the president-elect told him earlier today to keep fighting as he focuses on changes needed at the Pentagon.
That's what Donald Trump asked me to do. Your job is to bring a war-fighting ethos back to the Pentagon. Your job is to make sure that it's lethality, lethality, lethality. Everything else is gone. Everything else that distracts from that.